In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, to preach the word in season and out of season, when convenient and when inconvenient. I want you to know today that the word of God is love. He is in love with you, and he wants to break down those barriers that prevent him from loving you. How do we do that? By confessing our sins, by going to confession. Oh yes, how we need the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need him in the midst of what we're going through. How we need the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need him in the midst of what we're going through. What are you going through today? Are you feeling sad? Well, the Lord says, I call you by name. I call you by name. Are you feeling angry? Well, give it to the Lord. Tell him about it. We see in the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, cursed is the day that I was born. Oh yes, in the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, I tell you, tell God what you're going through. You say he knows it already. He wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear it from you. We're looking at Mark's gospel because the church is preaching from Mark's gospel, and I'm looking at the 4th chapter. Again, he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him. And what does he do? He got into the boat on the sea and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. I tell you, they were pushing him. They wanted to touch him. He has to go into a boat and preach from the boat. I tell you, this is the way it is. Everybody wants a touch from Jesus. Oh yes. Do you want a touch from Jesus today? I do. I do. I need his presence. I need his presence. I need his presence. What do you need today? His presence. His presence breaks all barriers. His presence breaks all barriers. He began to teach them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, listen, listen, listen. A sower went out to sow. What does he sow? He sows seeds. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly. It sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. I tell you, that's a big, big fold in Israel. 30, 60, and 100-fold. It yielded fruit, grain, in the name of Jesus. And he said, let anyone with ears to hear listen. Do you have ears? Let's listen. What about the ear of our heart? Let's listen to the ear of our body and the ear of our heart. When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. The secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, Everything comes in parables in order that they may indeed look but not perceive, and may indeed listen but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? They don't. They don't understand it at all. Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word of God. I'm a sower. I'm sowing the word of God today to you and to everyone who listens to me. Yes, these are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear the word, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. He immediately comes to steal the word. Don't let him steal the word from you. Let your heart be the good soil that produces 30, 60, and 100-fold. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. Hallelujah! But they have no root and endure only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Trouble or persecution. I tell you, we're going to be persecuted. Jesus promised that. And that's one of the experiences of true believers, that we're persecuted because people want to put out the fire, want to put out the fire in us so that we would give up Jesus. Hallelujah. Never shall we give up Jesus by the grace of God. Let's look at the next verse. And those sown among the thorns, these are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word. That might be you. Might be you. Might be me. Oh no, I don't want that. And it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on good soil. They hear the word. They accept it. They bear fruit truly 30, 60, and 100-fold. Are you good soil today? Are you good soil today? Diane, I'm praying for you that you find a job in Jesus' name. Are you in good soil today? I am, by the grace of God. I need to strengthen myself in the love of God every day. I need to strengthen myself in the presence of God every day. He said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a bushel basket or under the bed and not on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is there anything secret except to come to light. I tell you, all your secret things, and me too, will come to light. Everyone will see us the way we are. By the grace of God, we need the blood of Jesus to come upon us and to root out anything that would be displeasing to God and displeasing to Jesus. Let anyone with ears to hear listen. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get. That's true about giving money too. The measure you give will be the measure that's meted out to you. If you're cheap, you're not going to get very much. The measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and those who have not, even what they have will be taken away. I want to be generous with the Lord. The Lord says in the Word of God, if you give your tithes and offerings, He will open the windows of heaven upon you. I believe that. I have seen that. I know that to be true. People say, you know, you shouldn't be doing tithing with the radio ministry. I've got to tithe. I will be lost if I don't tithe. It's all about giving, giving and receiving. The more you plant, the more you receive. The more you give, the more you receive. And sometimes it's not in money. Sometimes it's in health. It's in whatever, but not in money. It can be in money, too. I remember going to a talk by this woman named Joan, and she talked an hour every day on money. And I gave her everything, and I wasn't going to give her my plastic card. When I got home, I never had so many checks for in-season and out-of-season. The measure you give will be the measure you receive. He also said, the kingdom of God is like someone who would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise at night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of it, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. I tell you, the harvest has come. There are so many people yearning to be saved by Jesus Christ. But we need messengers that will go out and will plant seeds and tell them of the kingdom of God and tell them of Jesus, how much he loves them. We need messengers. And that's you. That's me. That's me. That's you telling people about the love of Jesus, about the power of his cross, about the power of his burial, about the power of his resurrection. Oh, yes, how we need people to go out and talk about Jesus. Whenever we go to feed the homeless, we used to go by Maverick Square, and there would be two Jehovah Witnesses there, and they are standing up to witness to something that's not true. They say Jesus is not God. I tell you, they're lying. But you know what? What they will do for a lie, Christians won't do for the truth. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Do you have a mustard seed of faith? If you have a mustard seed of faith, you can say to these mountains of pain, be moved. Just yesterday, I prayed with somebody. Very interesting. I didn't know the person. And we prayed for his hips. And he was able to touch the ground with his fingers. He said, I haven't been able to do this. Then we prayed for his back. He said, you touched the part that hurt most. How did you know? It's the Holy Spirit. I don't know these things. I don't know these things. But the Holy Spirit shows us where to pray and what to touch. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you know what? He left here without pain. That's God. It's not Father Tom. Because if God didn't move, he would have walked in here with pain, and he would have walked outside with pain also. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. Let's continue. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Are you able to hear the word of God today? Are you the good soil that he wants to plant the seeds? Are you a witness to Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He did not speak so to them except in parables, and he explained everything in private to his disciples. He revealed everything about the parable to his disciples. I'm looking at Mark 4:35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." That's the Gentile side of the Sea of Galilee. And leaving the crowd behind, they took with him in the boat just as he was. Do you take Jesus into your heart just as he was? That he's a healing Jesus, he's a forgiving Jesus, he forgets our sins, that as far as the heavens are above the earth, he forgives us. Do you take Jesus into your life the way he is? Or do you say, well, no, he can't do those things. Then you don't take him in as he is. Just as he was, other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. That interesting. A great storm arose, and Jesus is sleeping on a cushion. I wish I had that cushion. Oh, yes, because Jesus laid his head upon it. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" They could have done it themselves. They could have done it themselves. And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Who then is this? This is the Son of God. Who then is this? This is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Who then is this? This is Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the splendor of God the Father. This is the Lord. I remember praying for this blackbird that was singing, and it was disturbing our prayer. And I said, "In the name of Jesus, blackbird, no more noise." And you know what? The blackbird stopped singing or flew away. I don't know what happened, but there was no more singing from the blackbird. Do you believe that? Well, believe it or not, it's true. It's true anyway, whether you believe it or not. It happened to us. It happened to us. Let me just look at Isaiah 43, verse 1. "But now, says the Lord, he who created you." You are not a mistake. God created you. You are not a mistake. God created you, and he formed you from the foundation of the world. You say, "But my mother said that I was a mistake." No, you're not a mistake. He created you, O Jacob. He also formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Do not fear, for I have bought back you from sin, from Satan, and from the world. I have called you by name. He called you by name. I said, "Diane," today. Diane is a great woman. She listens to the broadcast every day. And I've been praying for her that she finds a good job. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Not if you pass through the waters. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. You will go through the rivers, but they won't overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. We remember the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were there, and there appeared one like a son of man. It was the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, before he became flesh. And they were rescued from the fire, and their clothes didn't even smell of fire. And the flames shall not consume you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Jesus is our Savior. No one can save us but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight. You are precious in the sight of God. Yes, you. You say, but I don't feel precious. He redeemed you by his blood. You are precious in the sight of God and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. I'm looking at Isaiah 43, verse 10. You are my witnesses. You, me, we're the witnesses of Jesus. And if we don't witness, we give up our job. You are my witnesses. And we all can pray for people who are lost. If we can't go out after them, we can pray for people who are lost. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me. We should know God, not know about him. Know God. Adam knew Eve, and 9 months they gave it a name. Oh, yes. So that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Who is he? He's the Savior. He's the Lord. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. The only God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God and three divine persons. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. Do you understand that? There is only one Savior. His name is Jesus. Beside me, there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange good God among you. And you are my witnesses, says the Lord. Again, he calls you to witness to him. I am God, and also henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. We remember Jesus, the good shepherd, said, no one can snatch you out of my hand. I work, and who can hinder it? This is Jesus, the Savior of the world. This is Jesus who died on the cross for love of us. We're going to look at Isaiah 43, verse 18. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? What is this new thing? Jesus sends him into the world. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I will make a way in the wilderness. God says, I'm going to make a way for you. People that need jobs, I'm going to make a way for you. And rivers in the desert, and the wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Rain and rivers in the Holy Land is considered the grace of God. It doesn't have very many rainstorms. It is a desert. 10 inches or less rain it has. But they're so important. The water is so important because where water is, there is life. We remember the woman at the well. She knew that Jesus was the Lord, and she left her water jug and went to tell people in Samaria. Let me tell you, she left life because there is life in the water. And she went to tell the people in Samaria about Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Let me tell you this. He knows your name. He loves you. He's making a straight path for you that you need. Don't worry about the mountains. Just tell mountains, be gone in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.